Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Joining us here to start the final hour is the general manager at Bandon Dunes Golf Resort, Don Crow. We got a chance to meet him, and it was an amazing weekend. So, Don, thanks for joining us. First off, can't thank you enough for an incredible experience this weekend, getting the chance to play Sheep Ranch. We absolutely loved it. I'll just start. How did the opening day go yesterday? What was it like down there for you guys, day one at Sheep Ranch?
Dirt, it was incredible. We had an incredible weekend. Yesterday was a big, big day. Over 250 guests played. Perfect weather. Bill Kaur, Phil Friedman at the first tee greeting guests. Breeze came up in the afternoon. It was a true, true Lynx experience. It was great.
Well, Don, my co-host says how great it was, and there's no doubt it lived up to the hype and then some. So thank you from my end, too. I do want to ask you, though, before we dive into some of the details about Sheep Ranch and Bandon in general, have you ever, we talked about this on the show yesterday, have you ever offered somebody a free round on any other course at Bandon and then have them tell you no? Because you collectively offered that to us and none of us stepped up to do that.
You have to call me. Yeah, we'll get you. I want you to come see this. Everyone needs to come and play the Sheep Ranch.
Yeah.
Now, has anybody topped an 85 yet? Because that was my score. Do I hold the course record or has that been beaten already?
You might. No, there was some great play yesterday, so
it
might be a little bit lower.
Well, so it kind of walked the listeners behind. I mean, you're down there, you got all these beautiful courses, and for those who don't know, I mean, because it was my first time at Bandon. I'm an avid golfer, but it was my first time getting down there. But for those that don't know, just kind of what the entire property entails and then what makes Sheep Ranch, this new one that opened up yesterday, such a special place to play.
Well, for those that don't know, we opened in 1999 with Bandon Dunes, 01 Open Pacific, Trails in 5, and Old Mac in 10. And now we're really happy with, certainly really happy with opening up in 2020 with Sheep Ranch. So we went from 2 miles of coastline now to 3. So the Sheep Ranch sits on 1 mile of ocean front, which is incredible. We have 9 greens that literally are on a cliff. So you're just looking at the water. Views from all 18 holes to the water, and we have grass bunkers. So all the other golf courses have your traditional sand bunker. Well, this is grass, so that makes it unique. And just overall course contours is also unique too. So it's really a special experience.
Well, and we had talked briefly, and I'd love if you could like inform our listeners on this about the Junior Bandonista program that you had informed us on just what that is and how people can take advantage of it.
This is something we started a few years ago with big success. It's really there from Memorial Day, rather Mother's Day through July. It's a great way to support junior golf, grows the game. It's a great way to expose juniors to Lynx golf. So family, so what it is it could be a father, son, mother, daughter, grandparent, coach. But what you can do is come down and it's a young golfer, say 22 years and younger, plays for free with a full paying, rack rate adult.
That's
so
incredible.
They can play any of the golf courses after 10 a.m. It's a really nice program.
Yeah, it's
strong response from the state.
Yeah, I bet. Don Crow is our guest, general manager, Bandon Dunes Golf Resort. They opened up their new course, Sheep Ranch, yesterday. We got the unbelievable opportunity to play it on Sunday, and it was an incredible, incredible experience. So we highly suggest going down there and playing it. And I know, I mean, a lot of folks, there's so much going on in the world right now, but what is still going on is the global pandemic. And I know you guys had to figure out how to navigate through that initially when it happened. And we got a chance to see all kind of the health and safety protocols. But for those that are wondering on that note as well, when people are coming down, just what has that been like to navigate through making sure everybody's healthy and safe and getting a chance to play golf now, especially that the weather's continuing to turn?
Well, that's number one goal, healthy, safe. We closed down at the end of March, and then we reopened on May 11th. So we had a few weeks to figure it out. And we put a program in place. So when someone arrives at the gatehouse, they check in there, and we'll do a visible screening. We'll hand out a mask. We'll highly encourage our guests to wear masks and also, you know, stress the importance of physical distancing. And set the stage there. So mm-hmm. once they get up to the reception desk or at the golf shop, plexiglass in place. Shuttles have plexiglass. And there's sanitation protocols that have been increased in every square inch of the property. So we've taken it very serious. We're getting great feedback from guests saying, "Way to go! I feel safe." And I just highly encourage everyone to come visit.
Well, and the cool thing for us, Don, was we had a great dinner at the lodge, and then the next day we got to play Sheep Ranch. And it's funny because Matt Ryan's sitting behind us, and you guys are no strangers to celebrities and pro athletes coming over there to play golf at these beautiful courses. I kind of was wondering, and I should have asked you this, but I'm wondering, what is a day in the life for you like, where you're like, you have the Matt Ryans of the world from time to time, you want to accommodate them really well, and then you've got all these people that drive or fly in from these different locations. What's a day in the life like for a general manager like Don Crow?
It's the best job in the world. I get to bounce around on these golf courses. Of course, you know, we have food and beverage, we have lodging, there's housekeeping, there's reservations, the back office function of accounting. It's just in marketing and communications, but it really is a great time. Hospitality is what it's all about, and just making sure that whoever's here has an amazing visit. Yeah.
When do you think Bandon took off and became a legendary worldwide renowned resort for golfing? Because there's a lot of courses that can say, "Oh yeah, we're on the coast. You guys do it really well." When do you think that really took off for you?
You know, I'd like to believe right away, because when we opened in 99, we'd set out to say we're going to do 10,000 rounds, and we did over 20,000 just that first season. So it just kept climbing. Mr. Mike Kaiser had a vision, and we continued to deliver that. And it's just, we're thankful for all the support that we get from all our West, you know, the state, the West Coast, and the nation. Our golfers love it. It's really something special.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, we got the chance to play Sheep Ranch on Sunday. It officially opened up to the public on Monday. We can't recommend going down there playing it enough. It is the nicest course by a mile that I've ever played. Do you have, now this might be asking, like, who's your favorite kid? Do you have a favorite hole out there?
That's a tough question. I'm going to go with all 18. However, I really like 16, 17.
Yeah,
it is such a strong finish coming into 18.
Yes, it is.
And you're at the clubhouse and you're perched up and you look back and there's the Pacific Ocean, and it's breathtaking.
Well, let's take it a step further then, Don. Which kid is your favorite course-wise? Which course do maybe you shoot the best on?
Oh, gosh. That's tough, too. I'm known to spray a ball perhaps to the right. So some of them that are open and I can find my ball and have a great chance to get into the green. So really all of them, they're all very friendly. It just depends on where you tee off.
Yeah.
That 16-17 stretch, man, it was no joke. I that was when the wind was kicking our ass the
right
entire
face.
Back nine. Yeah. And that's when you realize it, because we get up there and our caddy's telling us, "Oh, it's 120 yards. You're thinking, okay. And he's saying, "Well, you're going to need to club up a little bit." And I think I played 150, 160 yards club, and it was still short. It's unbelievable. You just got to learn all those things the more you play. But we can't thank you enough, Don Crow, general manager of Bandon Dunes Golf Resorts, for inviting us down, letting us play this weekend. We had a great time.
We'll have to get you out there on a round with us, Don. We'll all spray it right. We'll do it together.
Let's do it. I look forward to it. Thanks for calling.
There you go. Don Crow, the general manager of Bandon Dunes Golf Resort. Yeah, we got a chance to play Sheep Ranch on Sunday.
It is
You kind of run out of words to say. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but you tee off on the first hole. The first hole honestly might have been my favorite, as weird as that does sound, because there's some holes on the back nine and even on the front that you're just like right along the ocean. But the first one, just because of the layout of it, of hitting, you can't see the ocean from the, well, you can.
It's
but
a hill. You can't
it's
see
kinda
where you're
lifted up, right?
Yeah.
So you can see obviously the ocean way
hole.
Off in the distance, but you kind of, there's this lifted up fairway and you hit it and your ball disappears. And then you start walking up that first fairway, and then it's downhill to the green from there, and it's just like, oh my God, we are in golf heaven.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.